Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Yesterday we talked about the key to spiritual growth in our lives. As Peter said, we're to desire the pure milk of the Word. Well, today I'd like to continue this important biblical truth. As the Apostle Paul penned his letter to the Roman Christians, he expanded on the power of Scripture. Knowing that many of his readers were probably fellow Jews, he reminded them that as believers, they had been released from the law so that they could serve in the newness of the Holy Spirit. There's an old gospel song where the author captured what Paul was writing in Romans chapter 7. Listen to these words.
Free from the law, O happy condition, Jesus hath bled, and there is remission. Cursed by the law and bruised by the fall, Christ hath redeemed us once for all. Now we are free. There's no condemnation. Jesus provides a perfect salvation. Come unto me. Oh, hear his sweet call. Come and he saves us once for all. Once for all, O sinner, receive it. Once for all, O doubter, believe it. Cling to the cross. The burden will fall. Christ hath redeemed us once for all.
Well, when we were set free in Christ from the law of condemnation, it's a beginning point in our Christian experience. But here's the principle to live by. To overcome any sinful attitudes and actions in our lives as believers, we should continually learn the Word of God.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.